Coming up on TMS, Killing Podcasts.
Film Fest winner.
Bishop Power.
New jogger.
Which one of these?
Sound like new apps.
No, they do. Depp spends big money on dumb stuff.
Walt Disney, St. Louis.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM. This is Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2017, rather. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello, Brian.
Still writing that on your checks, are you?
It's the ones 16? My ass can't cash.
Give me your badge and your gun, Jensen.
We're very sorry. I'm mostly sorry because it's not Brian's fault, but it's not really my fault either. But my computer...
I was here with functioning equipment.
Yeah, my computer decided that USB things wanted to go poopy poop, and I had to do some sort of crazy workarounds and internal button pressing and memory clearing and then restarting of other USB devices and then swapping ports around and finally, and a full restore of a backup. We're back to normal. Everything's
fine. What a
pain
in the butt.
Well, yeah, it sucked because this morning I got up and I came right down here and I went to go turn it all on and we had about a half an hour to go and I sent you a text and I said, nothing's booting up for me. I don't know what's happening. And you're like, all right, let me know. And I thought, well, I'll fix this in 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. A little panic message. Yeah, but you know, it's going to be fine. It's going to be, oh, shit. It's not going
to
be fine.
Nope. Turned out to be whatever the opposite of fine is what it was. So I had to call Wendy. I let you know. We let you people know. Sorry, everyone. But we're here cranking out the PM because that's what we've committed to do. And by gum, I refuse not to do it. Or wait, I refuse to not do it. No, we're doing a show. That's what I'm trying to say.
I refuse to not do it.
That's right. Yeah. All right. I almost killed the podcast yesterday.
It's been a banner 48 hours for you.
It really has.
Really, I mean, you know.
It really has.
We could go even further back than that.
Yeah, we could go further back if you want to. But I'm going to say yesterday was a real humdinger because I had switched I'd flipped the switch on moving the frogpants.com website to a new design. Which is fine, except I screwed up DNS stuff. Not purpose.
DNS.
No, just DNS.
But DNS.
Yes.
Daily News Show.
Yes, the Daily News Show, the Dennis nude sex tape. And when you do that wrong, when you put the wrong stuff in, you really can foul things up. And there's a whole server dedicated to serving up the feeds for the podcast version of every show I do, not just TMS, but all of them. And I had jacked that up to the point that as soon as all those servers propagated, everybody was being told, oh no, there's no pages here. This stuff doesn't exist. So I panicked like a freak and fixed it. But it was late last night. And still this morning, some people were on cached ISPs who were seeing the mistake. And it was real fun.
Yeah.
And then nothing would run today. And so I don't know what to tell you people, except something's after me. And when it rains, it pours, whatever. 2017, thanks Trump. All right, we're going to move on now and we're going to award a film festival winner for the month of January.
Yes, let's reward somebody for their hard work. And by the way,
yeah,
this month's film fest responses were the most we've ever had for a TMS Film Fest. You guys are awesome. You really like this. You're warming up to it. What did we had? We had 12 responses this time around. And what's interesting is a few of them came from MWCC, which is it's a community college. It is the Mount Wachusett Community College in Gardner, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Because there's a teacher, I don't know who it is, who's saying, I'm going to just make my student's assignment be whatever the TMS Film Fest idea is.
Wait, he's...
I don't know why they sound like...
he's Vince Gilligan, then, is what
you're saying. Vince Gilligan, okay.
All right. That's fine.
But we had a few entries. I mean, it wasn't all the entries, but a few entries. And a couple of them were absolute contenders. One of them that I want to bring up that was brilliant was... So the theme was something in your house is a time machine. Show us how you use it, or show us what it is and how you use it.
Right. To travel through time. That's the idea.
Right. And Ed Freitas.
Freitas.
I don't know how it's pronounced. Came up with a little play on the Back to the Future thing where he, the time travel device is a phone and he can call any generation, call any time. So he calls, he says, John, yeah, it's your cousin, Patrick Lennon. You know that new sound you're looking for? Here it is.
And then held his phone out. Nice.
And then it cuts to John Lennon in 1970 after getting this phone call, and he's doing a cover, or he's doing his own version of Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Nice.
Really, it was a brilliant one. It was really good, and it was very close to being a winner.
Yeah. Nice try, though. And we don't mind this, by the way. If you've got a class, you're a teacher or whatever, you want to use this as your little experiment and screw around with a little fun project. Hey, all the power to whoever wants to join in.
It's all fair game.
So what are we giving them? Let's tell them the prize and then we'll award this one.
Oh, well, it's going to be a big box of stuff from the prize box here.
Okay.
It's not iPod shuffles like last month.
Yeah.
When we had, I think, our lowest
ironically.
The number of submissions.
Yeah. Ironically, I could never tell if that was because nobody wanted a shuffle or was it because...
I think it was a tough theme. That was the one where it's like, all right, play the show for somebody and then gauge their responses. And I think a lot of people are really embarrassed to play our show for family and friends. They're embarrassed for their loved ones to know that they listen to this.
Which is too bad because, we want people to tell people about it and we want to see why they might like it.
I can definitely see why you like it.
Okay, enough out of you. We've won. You've already won. No more her.
By the way, I still owe them a couple of shuffles.
Oh, dear.
I haven't forgotten about you, too. I'm just coordinating with our man at Apple, who is getting me a little bit of a discount to help out with things. So
I like our man at Apple. He's great.
I do like, yeah, he's a good man at Apple.
Yep.
But so this time's the prize package from this time is going to include, I think, Breaking Bad Season 2. It's going to have a Munchkin game in there. It's going to have some stuff from Dodd Vickers. It's a... it's going to be a nice prize package.
It's a fine package. So enjoy it.
It's going to be like getting a loot crate of stuff from Nerd Blocks and loot crates and Funko Pops and stuff like that. So, it's
a potpourri.
It's good stuff.
Really. It's a,
it's potpourri.
It's a canopy. It's a,
it's a potpourri of pop culture.
I can definitely see why you like it.
Okay. and our winner, let's do our
13-year-old boys with deep voices. Our winner is Daniel Teller with his submission, Poop Everywhere.
Poop Everywhere. Well done, Daniel Teller with Poop Everywhere. It was great. I like the special effects. The story was good. We're going to put it up on the page. Oh, I should probably get the Film Fest page moved over. I haven't done that yet. This had been a good day for that, but nope, was busy doing other stuff. Sure. But we'll get that over there so you guys can see who the winner was and who the other submitters were and submit for this month's contest, which we have not decided on an idea yet for, but we will have by Monday's show. So that's come right. back Monday and we'll announce what the new one is, what the cutoff date is, and potentially what the prizes are.
Yes.
For the February edition of the TMS Film Fest. Congratulations once again goes to Daniel Teller for Poop Everywhere.
I can
poop
definitely everywhere. See why you like it.
Okay. Gosh dang
like
it.
Playing right into your hands with that one.
I know. It feels like it. All right, well, let's move on to this then. We got other stuff.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the news. It's not brought to you by anyone.
Nope. It's brought to you by you patrons, you awesome patrons.
Yeah.
It's brought to you by moviegoers everywhere.
Moviegoer. Best screen grab with that face you're making ever.
Thanks. Here's the thing. When you try and play that video, if you pause the video to try and do a decent screenshot, it reduces it down into a collection of other videos so you can watch related content, and it puts stuff over the top of it. So the only way I could screenshot it was to screenshot it while it was playing and hope that I was capturing myself in a good face. And there were a few times that I captured myself with closed eyes.
They are Colorado's news leader.
They are Colorado's news leader.
Yeah. So what do you expect?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have some funky video player stuff. That's what that means.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get into the news. There's a bishop who's in trouble. Got arrested for illegal power Now, I don't mean he was saying, I'll heal the sick and raise the dead. I don't mean that. I mean, he actually had illegal electricity. Bishop William Marshall, ooh, pastor of the City of Life Worship and Deliverance Center, and a member of the city's fire commission, was arrested Wednesday morning and accused of stealing more than $8,000 in electricity from United Illuminating Company.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite TV show growing up as a kid. You know, watching the United Illuminating Company.
Oh, they were the best. The UIC. Oh.
Hey, you guys at the United Illuminating Company.
And they had the two heads, and one would go, power, stealing. Power and, stealing. And, yeah.
Easy book enjoyer, man. Mm-hmm. Was really good.
That and, weird version of Spider-Man with the with the ropes.
That's right.
Also, wasn't Morgan Freeman in that? That was
he was. He was
thing.
Easy Reader.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I meant. This was obviously, you know, the easy book enjoying
oh,
guy.
Oh, there you go. Easy book enjoying guy.
Yeah, that's I didn't want to say Easy Reader because this is the United Illuminating Company.
Yeah, that's right. Police say Detective Robert Martin. Oh no, they were checking a meter outside of a building in Sea View. Where did I get that? Sea View Avenue, where Marshall was operating Martial Arts Barbershop and Tattoo. Police detective. Now, again, they've buried the lead, haven't they?
He's a bishop named William Marshall.
Yeah.
He's a pastor who also owns a barbershop and tattoo, like a place that does both barbershops and tattoos,
yeah,
called Martial Arts.
I don't get it.
There's so much going on in this story.
Let's see. And said, although the power to the barbershop had been disconnected in 2013, Marshall failing to pay an outstanding balance for more than $4,000, it appeared the meter was still running and electricity was still being delivered to the barbershop. When UI investigators, that's the name
United
of
United Illuminating
yeah,
Company.
Yeah, not user interface. investigators examined the electric meter. Martin said they discovered it had been legally reconnected, allowing power to be restored to the barbershop, but not registering the service on the meter. Martin said investigators calculated the loss from UI, and they did that from August 2013. That came to 33,782 kilowatt hours for a total of $8,191.86.
Wow. That's just funny that this guy, how small is... where is this? What's the city? Seaview Avenue, but yeah, we don't
know the city. Well, let's see. News Times local. It's some, I can't tell somewhere.
So he's a bishop. William Marshall is a bishop. He's a pastor at the City of Life Worship and Deliverance Center. He's a member of the city's fire commission, and he's the owner of a barbershop and tattoo place. That's like Mayberry.
Yeah. he's the one guy that owns the entire street.
Floyd is also comptroller or something. Andy,
Floyd the Comptroller. That's an episode I never saw. Let's see. What else we have here? Police have stopped a nude jogger. Thank goodness.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do with a nude jogger. You're supposed to stop them.
Yeah. He was on the Microsoft campus after seeing illuminated buttocks. So the police stopped him because he saw a lit up butt.
Oh, probably from their... from their police lights.
Yeah.
Like they pulled up back behind this guy and was like, oh, that's great.
Oh, hey, no one, who turned on the lights? Oh, it's just reflected off white guy's butt. Microsoft's Redmond campus got a late night visit from a nude jogger on Friday. Officers on the south side of the Tech Giants campus stopped the man about 3:30 a.m. after seeing, quote, nude buttocks illuminated by a street light. And we knew what it was the second we saw it. According to a news release, the man was wearing nothing but black Skechers sneakers, according to police.
Nice plug. Jeez.
One was on a foot. The other was hanging somewhere else.
All of a sudden, a paperclip arrived and said, it looks like you're trying to jog nude through through our campus.
Yeah.
Can I help you with that?
Yeah. He clicked X and said no. After being placed in the back of a patrol car, the man told police he was, quote, trying to build up his immune system to fight the cold weather. Put on a Speedo, you weirdo.
That is the greatest excuse.
Yeah, that sounds like garbage to me. Police warn that jogging in the nude could be considered indecent exposure. Really? Could be?
Could be?
Feel like it is. Not could be. Is.
Unless you're somehow built like a Ken doll, it's,
well,
it's indecent exposure.
Like, you know, some people maybe. Smooth.
and convincing, like a Ken doll.
He says, although the man was not charged with a crime, quote, we do not have pictures to share of this incident, police said of the release. You are welcome, he also added. Maybe I do want to see pictures of the release.
We don't want to see any illuminated buttocks.
Have you ever seen, I've seen a naked jogger before, but it was a streaker. I don't think that counts, does it? Can you count a streaker as a jogger?
If you're naked, if you're streaking, you're a naked walker, jogger, or runner, depending on how fast you're going.
So speed is key. If he was making a jog speed, he was a naked jogger. If he was running, he's a naked runner.
Right. I mean,
all of which are streakers.
I guess, right? Unless, I guess the primary purpose is streaking. Secondary, he's running or jogging or walking, but.
Yeah, like
but if you're moving, you're doing one of those things.
So it's intent, and it's also like you never see streakers alone at night in the dark. Right. Where you see them is out at a football game with a cheesehead hat running through the field trying to avoid security.
Yeah, this person wasn't trying to get caught on camera streaking.
No, as far as we are aware.
As far as we're aware.
Yeah, maybe he was confused. Had jet lag. Right. He didn't know. Maybe he's taking those, what's those things your wife's taking?
Ambien, yeah. Could be.
Yeah. He really thought he was out, I don't know, running an errand or something. Here's a story for you about Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Do you know the Johnny Depp? You familiar?
I'm familiar with him. He's that drunk guy that shows up on award shows nowadays.
Yeah, and supposedly hits his wife with phones and what else?
Smuggles dogs into countries where they're forbidden.
Yeah. Forbidden, they said at the
forbidden.
Border. He also, known for some kind of bad movie choices lately. Johnny Depp's in a bit of a rut, but here's a great little bit piece of data from time past. Johnny Depp spent $3 million, that's million with an M, Brian, blasting Hunter S. Thompson's ashes from a cannon. This is according to his ex-manager. Former managers of the actor Johnny Depp have alleged he spent $3 million of his own money firing the late author's ashes from a cannon. Quote, I'm doing all I'm doing is trying to make sure his last wish comes true, said Depp at the time. I just want to send out my pal the way he wants to go out. Depp played Gonzo Ryder Thompson in the 1998 movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. The two men remained friends until Thompson's death in 2005. Thompson, who shot himself at age 67, had said he would like his ashes scattered in such a fashion. He loved explosions, says Thompson's widow, Anita. Her full name is Anita Thompson.
Anita Thompson.
The claim that Depp bankrolled the ceremony, which involved hoisting the cannon to the top of the 47 million, what? A 47 meter. The M is throwing me off because he used the M and the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, they did. Right. 3,047 meter.
Yeah. Meter tower on Thompson's Colorado farm. Oh, Brian, Colorado connection.
Yeah. Didn't know that Hunter Thompson had a farm out here.
There you go. Well, he did. Had not been widely publicized until now. Other attendees included John Kerry. Wait. Not the.
Yeah. The
politician.
The former candidate. Sure.
Is it? But he was acting. Secretary of State at the time.
In 2005?
Well, hold on. No. No. In fact, he was still licking his wounds after losing in 04.
That's right.
Right? Yes. So
I think so, yeah, because it was... and he wasn't Secretary of State until...
2008.
2013.
Oh, yeah, no, because Billary got out of there.
Shut up, Alexa.
Was Alexa talking to you? What's up with that?
She is. She heard me... She thinks she heard me say her name.
Is her name... Still A-L-X-E-A? She doesn't understand, Brian.
Yeah, I don't understand either, so...
Is this a dot or the full one?
It's a dot,
one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Dot, not feather.
Yeah. The Amazon feather.
That's right.
Other attendees included John Kerry, Jack Nicholson, John Cusack, Bill Murray, Benicio Del Toro, Sean Penn, Josh Hartnett, and Ralph Steadman.
That's crazy.
Who the hell's Ralph Steadman?
I don't know, but it's a funny list. And Ralph Steadman is probably like the author of this article and just added his name.
I know every name there. They're all big deals. Even Josh Hartnett at the time had a big deal going. But
Ralph Steadman is the artist who did all those splattery covers for Fear and Loathing.
For his books. Okay.
Yeah.
The one he'd get high with.
Gonzo art.
him and those two would get high and then do paintings all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're weird.
It seems like you could shoot somebody's ashes from a cannon for far less than $3 million.
It does seem like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, that seems like I haven't priced cannon cannon fire of human remains, but
yeah. It doesn't seem something about that story is not fitting. The $3 million part. And they don't ever explain how they know it costs that.
Everybody's going to get a $50,000 bottle of champagne to drink. That's right.
You guys
while we're shooting Hunter's ashes.
21 Jump Streets away. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's funny. You got to do a British accent without the actual British accent and slur everything together to be Johnny Depp.
That is kind of what he does, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
All I'm doing is trying to make sure his last wish comes through. Now it's fading into Irish.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
All I'm doing is trying to make sure.
I'm just firing his ashes over the bench. Yarr.
Quit while I was ahead.
Let's see. Final story. Walt Disney World in St. Louis. It's not happening, but it almost happened.
Really?
Yeah. It almost happened, but the city said no, and here's why. Decades before, the city rejected paying millions for a new football stadium. St. Louis leaders rankled entrepreneur Walt Disney. So this is a while ago. It's when Walt Disney still walked the earth. By refusing to pay the bulk of costs for a doomed theme park in downtown St. Louis.
Domed, but I like doomed better.
Did I say doomed? Dang it. You said doomed. I've been looking at tiny writing on motherboards all day.
That's quite all right. I love that.
With the success of Disneyland's park in Anaheim, California, Disney sought to develop another unique park around the country. In 1963, he proposed a 5-story all-indoor theme park covering 2 city blocks to be constructed in downtown St. Louis. That's kind of interesting. I would like to have seen that.
1963. So this would have been before Florida,
yep,
but after Disneyland.
Correct. In fact, I think it was this going south that pushed them toward the Florida thing.
Oh, maybe. Got some swampland you can buy for real cheap. Yeah, no one's going to complain.
Got these arches you can buy. The project called Walt Disney's Riverfront Square was to feature rides and attractions, inspired by the city itself, as well as the Mississippi River and the city of New Orleans, or New Orleans if you're normal. According to a 10-part history of the Riverfront Square project, August Bush Jr., or Gussie as he was known, and Disney engaged in, but quickly settled, a quarrel over alcohol sales at the park. When the time came to figure out construction spending, Disney insisted the city cover the cost of building the dome itself while he would pay for the rides and other attractions within the Civic City Center Redevelopment Corporation. The city's economic development arm was not keen on spending millions of dollars for Disney's theme park, and they said no, and it never happened, and probably they regret it now because they would have been huge.
Mm-hmm.
Dummies.
Yeah, no kidding. That would have been closer than obviously Florida, but Anaheim for us as well. We probably would have gone there every once in a while.
Yeah, I think I would have made it there before I'd have made it to World.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just closer.
Sure, sure.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, app time, Twitter questions, and more. But before that, music. What do you got?
I have a song from the aforementioned Gene Kelly. No, not the dancing man, but Gene Kelly, JEANKELLEY. It's a lady. Not only is she a lady, she was on season 7 of The Voice on NBC. She didn't make it. Well, she didn't win on The Voice. She did very well on The Voice. But afterwards, she was able to rally her fans and raise $40,000 to fund the production of her debut EP. This is some great blues. Again, some more crossover blues and rock together. This is part of her brand new EP. Here's the song, Stacking Stones.
Stacking Stones, everybody. We'll be right back.
I keep stacking these stones, breaking my bones. It's killing my soul. You don't even care. Hey, you don't see me there. I keep stacking these stones, breaking my bones. It's killing my soul. You don't even care. No. Wasting my prayer of faith in the Lord for nothing. 'Cause no one's gonna save my ill fate. It's all from caving in. Hold on. tender heart. You wanted love, but it's way too hard. Though you're right, it makes you cry. You're giving up, but you never tried. You wanna live like you'll never die. Playing small, so it's still too high. I keep stacking these stones, breaking my bones, it's killing my soul.
Yeah,
that's really moving, grooving. That reminded me of Beyonce, and she's pregnant, you know.
Yeah, she is.
I feel like all today. Let me tell you what today's news was. Today's news was nothing but the two things that I'm going to say.
All right.
Trump shit and yeah. Beyonce pregnancy photos.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's it.
All people care about right now, people.
Yep. That's people. All there was.
People five times.
Is
people.
That, is that good? Is that bad? I don't know what it is. It's something. Yeah. I can tell you that. All right. Hey, let's do this now. Cause I wanna. Oh, listen to that. I know what this is. This is for apps and stuff.
App slappy.
All right. It's time for App Slappy, a little portion of the show there. We talk about apps, stuff we're using on our mobile devices. And, I got a game.
I got a game.
You want to hear my game?
Tell me about your game.
All right. I like talking about games. Big fan of games, turns out. And you can never have enough games for me. I found a game for $1.99. Do not know if this is on multiple platforms or not.
Okay.
But I got to play the sound from this. Hold on. Okay, listen to this. Sound like an old hard drive to you?
It does, yes.
All right, and
it sounds like Fallout Shelter. I know it's not, but that's kind of what it reminds me of. That the noises.
And if you look at my video here, hold on, so I can test it. Okay, there we go. There's like a little desktop, little folders and stuff. And I can move these around. Like this little installation one, I can move it around the screen. I can double tap it, and it'll tell me what to do. And it even has like curved screen and like fuzzy edges. It's like an old CRT. It's super, super old school. It tells you what you have to do. You have to like double click on bin and run the glitchskyr.exe file. Now this is all fake, obviously.
Right. Yep.
But I run glitchskyr, loads, and you got this little ship now.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Looks like a little asteroid ship.
It kind of is, but now you're shooting stuff. I have to look or I'm going to die. It's basically glitch on purpose. Oh gosh. So everything you're shooting through looks like screen glitches, like video cards are crapping out. It's ironic since this is what I know
what you experienced today. You played a game based on the hell you went through today.
Yeah, and it's super just super addictive. It's one of these put your thumb there and kill lots of stuff top down shooter. Like you've seen these before. This isn't anything new. But what's new is this aesthetic. It just is unbelievably attractive and cool. I can't say enough about it. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die. Hold on. Oh gosh. Okay, I'm going to just show you a little bit like what's flying at me here. See those ships? And that stuff to the sides like text and like broken CRT, CGI stuff. Oh, and I died. Wait, let's see if it'll kill me. I want it to kill me. I'm just letting him go. I probably should have moved him over.
Do you die if you run into the glitchy stuff on the side?
There it goes.
I like how derezes like old school Tron.
It's super. I mean, that's what's making the difference here. There's a million of these. This isn't a hard video game style to find where you're top down shooting something. They range from realistic to cartoony or whatever. But this is the first one I found that has this nifty aesthetic. And when I exit, takes me back to the desktop. I get to hear this awful fan the whole time. It's awesome. So I'm going to recommend it very highly. It's called Glitchskier. S-K-I-E-R. So Glitchskier.
Not skier, but...
No, Skier. Okay. $1.99, brand new. Absolutely worth your time if you are into those kinds of games or if you want to see something that looks real different, because it is definitely different.
That's cool. I'll definitely check that out.
And I don't know about Android, but I do know it's on iOS, so there's that. All right, Brian, what do you got for us today?
While you were saying that, I did make sure that mine is available on both iOS and Android. It's been around a little while, so again, it's going to be something that people are like, oh, finally getting around to this one? Okay, great. Mm. It is SimCity Build It.
Oh,
now, this
yeah.
is
heard about this.
A new version. Mm-hmm. Of SimCity. Now, the SimCity game, boy, came out to so much fanfare and turned out to be a big piece of crap when it initially came out. I know they did do some work to fix a lot of those things, but by that point, people had already kind of given up and moved on to something else.
And you're talking about the SimCity for PC and Mac that came out.
Yes.
That was kind of busted up, right?
Yep, that's exactly right. Now, they've come out with one for iOS, and it's a lot of fun. They take out a little bit of that complexity, you know, since it's on a tablet, on mobile, they take out some of that complexity of like making sure each of your individual citizens is happy and being, you know, this micromanager of a mayor. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's still there. I mean, obviously you want your citizens to be happy, and there is like a global rating scale of seeing how happy they are. So you can say, oh, all right, I need to do something about the traffic here, or there's, you know, sewage is an issue here. But it's actually a lot more fun than... Dang it, I keep getting disconnected from Twitch. That's weird.
Do you know how old this is, by the way? Just curious.
What's that?
You know when this game came out? I'm going to give you a date.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's not to say that you shouldn't be talking about it, because if
right,
it's a thing you've discovered...
2015?
Yeah, it was March 3rd, 2015. 2 years ago.
I believe it. Well, I'm just getting around to it, because I like these resource-building games, and because of all the crap that I went through with SimCity,
yeah,
pre-ordering it and installing it and getting ready to play, it's like, oh, this isn't very good.
Yeah.
I kind of wrote them off for a while. I kind of said, yeah, no Maxis or no EA for a while. I'm done.
I was with you there, yep.
And so I'm glad I, you know, took the leap and downloaded this and installed it. It's pretty good.
And they have a sim lady talking to you. She says things like, oopagapagoo.
Welcome
and
to your new city.
Yeah, there she is. I just loaded it. She's standing there telling me what's up. Now, how much of this is like, if you want to pay more, you can build it real fast? How much?
There's some of that, although it never prompts you for any of that. Mm. Like, you just see your dollars up in the thing, and you can see, ooh, like, if I spend my SimCity simoleon dollars, then mm-hmm. I can get this a lot faster. But it doesn't prompt you to say, you know, hey, if you go here and spend $1.99, you can get a bunch more simoleon dollars.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the graphics are nice. Jeez.
The graphics are really gorgeous. Yeah, and you can zoom in. You can rotate your city 360 degrees. I'm having a lot of fun with this.
All right. I'm in, dude. I'll play this because I'm in the mood for something like this. There's a really great game on Steam called City Skylines that came out, it's about a year and a half now. But it's been very supported. I think it has mod support and has had a bunch of DLC since. I think there's a Vegas DLC for it. Anyway, you'd love that.
I would love that.
If that's ever on sale.
Look at that for sure.
Yeah, if it's ever on sale. I mean, they basically just took the banner and made the best city builder on PC right now. So,
cool.
Just as a little side recommendation. All right, well, this is nice. So it wants me to build roads and do stuff. This is just like SimCity here.
It's just like SimCity, but not as complex as the PC game and made for mobile, like made to be tapped on and let's increase this building. Oh, I've got to build a hardware store to build nails. That's going to be your big thing.
Is that
Leslie Bibb or is that...
the other one?
Is that, right, Maggie Grace. Maggie, which one is that?
I don't know, but I kind of have a crush on her, whoever it is. I kind of like whoever that is.
Nice.
Hello, city. Hello there, Mayor. I'm Eva, your city of Dizer. I'm here to help you get started. First, we need to connect your new city to the main highway. Seems like that should have happened before, but hey, who am I to say?
Right.
I don't know.
The city's just been like hoping people veer off the road accidentally and survive the crash to like, oh, here's a new city that I wouldn't have seen had I not driven off the road.
And this thing's everywhere, so you can get it on whatever platform you prefer. Chances are if you had your phone since 2015, you've already played it. But that's okay, because we're here to tell you about these two-year-old things. You know what? Here's the important thing. They keep updating. It was updated this month, or I guess January. So it's not like they haven't touched it since March of 2015. They're still keeping it going.
Oh, yeah. They're still updating it. It's still, And probably, hey, you know what? Probably works better now than it did back then.
And it's probably made them more money in a day than the SimCity botched release they made back in 2013 or whatever it was.
Sure. So, yeah, this is...
Man, that was a bummer.
Until Cities Skylines comes out on mobile.
Yeah.
This is...
You may have to get it on PC. I think you know what? Never mind. When's your birthday? What's happening here?
Oh, not till August.
You like these, right? You like this kind of stuff.
I do like this kind of stuff.
All right. Everyone keep that in mind. I know what to get Brian for his birthday.
Don't forget over the next 6 months.
Yeah, and he clearly doesn't care about
today, Scott, today is my half birthday.
Oh,
right?
Weird.
Today is exactly my half birthday.
I'll try to remember that you don't seem to have a problem with how old a game is, and that'll be perfect. I'll just give you something from a couple of years ago, and I can say, hey, Brian, look at this brand new game that just came out, and you'll believe me.
Brian, let me tell you about this great new game called Guacamelee.
That is a good game. It's old, but
it
good.
It is a good game, yeah.
I mean, old's relative, right? Like, we're getting to the point where games from 2012 don't look that different from games from today.
And if a game is solid as far as its gameplay and everything, I'm fine playing a game that's three, four years old, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, I have a whole arcade machine over there. I'm playing games that are 40 years old.
Exactly.
So get out.
Get out, everybody, get out. Let's dive into our next thing, which is this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right, Twitter questions. These come to us via the internet on Twitter at the AskTMS hashtag.
By the way, I got I picked up a cheap, I hate the name, I picked up a cheap Thrustmaster joystick. It's one of those flight sticks.
Oh, listen, your weird sex toys are fine.
The Thrustmaster.
Oh, I know it. Those are great, though. Those are good.
And it's USB, and I'm plugging it into my arcade machine. I'm going to play some Zaxxon later.
Oh, look at you. I forgot Zaxxon uses that flight stick thing. There are other games, too. Wasn't there a Tron game that did?
Tron does, too, but Tron also has the dial.
Oh, right.
And you need both to really play Tron the way it's meant to be played.
But Discs of Tron was only the dial, right? I don't remember.
Discs of Tron.
Because there was a Discs of Tron, and then there was Tron. And Discs of Tron was just throwing discs at the guy across the thing.
Right.
And Tron had like five games in it.
Four different games.
Yeah.
Or was it five?
Maybe.
It was Light Cycles. There was the spiders that multiplied. You had to get in the center. There was the rotating...
Getting
into the MCP, and you had to shoot out blocks and shimmy your way in there.
Yeah, and it has face. His face was in there, right? Wasn't it?
The tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the MCP's face is in there. There's four.
Yeah, then the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
Tanks for the memories, they called it.
I said Light Cycles, right?
Yeah. Maybe just four, then.
Maybe four.
Was there a disc throwing one or no?
Uh-uh. No.
Okay.
You threw everything you did was throwing discs.
That's true. But I think they saved that for
like Discs of Tron, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Discs of Tron was a whole separate arcade game. Mm-hmm. All right. I have a solution for that problem, but I'll tell you about it later when I'm working on mine. So let's get to these Twitter questions. Here's one from Peter Fisher who says, how do other authors want their remains to be disposed of? So he's speaking of this Hunter Thompson thing. Stephen King, George R. R. Martin, etc.
All right.
This will be fun. What would you do with George R. R. Martin's ashes, Brian?
I'd let's see. I would spread them at a wedding. No, I would.
All right.
I would put them in the cake of George R. Martin's wife, and I wouldn't tell her they're in there until after she ate the cake.
Oh, see, that's pretty good. He would put them in. He'd lace it with arsenic, poison everybody because he likes to kill everyone.
That's right. Exactly.
Stephen King. I would have him. I would have his ashes poured down a freaky looking sewer drain where there might be a clown living.
And it would have to be in a non descript city in Maine.
Yes.
Right? Like in a fictitious city in Maine.
Yes. Yes, it should be. And Castle Rock Entertainment should produce the whole thing.
There you go.
All right. Cranium wrote in, says, if you guys could design a land in a theme park, what would it be? So the land, like, you know how they have, you know, Tomorrowland or whatever.
You're right. Fantasyland. And
what would you do?
Have you ever been, you've never been down to Universal Studios in Florida, have you?
Not in Florida, no. I've been to Universal in California, but no.
Yeah, the one in Florida has Marvel Superheroes Island.
Mm.
And that's the one. It's also got a Jurassic Park area, and it's got a, I know they have that one in California, but.
Hold on. Is it just called Marvel Hero Island or Marvel Superhero Island?
It's called Marvel Superheroes Island. It was created before Disney got their hands on Marvel.
Weird.
And it's got one of the two of the greatest rides I've ever been on. The Spider-Man. It's not really a motion. It's a motion simulator on a track with 3D elements. So you're wearing 3D glasses. Spider-Man is bouncing on the hood and you're feeling him on, you know, when he lands on the car. And that's really cool. And then you've got the Hulk roller coaster, which is just a freaking brilliant roller coaster.
I've heard good things about that roller coaster.
Yeah. But anyway,
I had
so if we were creating lands.
What would you do? What would you create?
Jeez. Seems like the obvious answer is Coverland.
Coverland.
And it would be, you'd have the Hall of Wilburys, the animatronic Wilburys that... and Bob Dylan, and I was performing in 1960, blah, blah, blah.
the animatronic presidents thing, but it'd be the Hall of Famous Rock
Hall of
Musicians.
Wilburys.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You'd have, what would another ride be?
I don't know. Reliant K coaster. The Reliant K coaster.
The Milli Vanilli go-round.
Oh, that's not bad. The Milli Vanilli go-round.
And it's, you know, again, it's your animatronic musicians that sing along to pre-recorded music that plays behind them.
Yeah. How about the Perry Farrell wheel? Be a big wheel.
Ends in your bathtub.
Yeah, and you like could take a dump in your tub. Got and then if you try to get on without your ticket, the speakers will go, caught stealing when I was 5. And then just run.
Right.
You could have some fun. Yeah. You could have a good time with that. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do.
I'd have... give you all that extra time with all my deals.
Let's do the Frog Pants Land. And in Frog Pants Land, there would be rides like Brian Ibbett's Log Flume.
It's the Skype the Skype flume where sections of track may just disappear at random.
They just glitch out in front of you. There would be the we'd have a whole area called the Legacy Podcaster area, and you could go there and hang out.
Right. You heard, by the way, that somebody else did buy the podcast awards.
Who did this time? I didn't hear about that. What do you sell that for? What did he make off that?
Oh God, that's a good question. I don't know.
It's got to be nothing, right?
Yeah, it's got to be nothing.
It's
but
not worth
it. Here's the interesting thing. There's no. Okay, so first and foremost, no more voting.
No.
Second, a longer nomination period with the same registration requirements. In other words, we'd still like your money, but we're going to extend the nomination period for a longer time so more of you can pay it.
Oh, wait. You only get nominated if you pay up to get nominated?
Well, that was the deal last year, is that you had to pay to get nominated.
Right, but they're carrying that part forward?
Who knows? But it says with the same registration requirements, so we'll see. Plus a whole new process on picking the winners.
Uh-huh.
The awards committee, misspelled, is very excited, with two T's, also misspelled, about the changes, and look forward to all podcasters having an equal chance to win a podcast award.
Hold on a minute. Was that a slight at us at the end of that?
Yeah, well, that means they're lifting the legacy requirements. They tweeted that.
Oh, they are getting rid of that. Yeah, read that again. Read that last line one more time.
Sure. The awards committee is very excited... I'm not going to talk about the misspellings, about the changes, and look forward to all podcasters having an equal chance to win a podcast award. It's a dig at Diamond
Group and Frog Pants is what that
is. Hatting the system. It's a dig at hatting the system.
Yeah. Hatting the system. All right. It's fine. It's fine. Listen, I'm wary of a thing that costs money to get into and then is not people voting for it. I don't mind if it's a peer voted thing, fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But then we got one of those already with that other one you went to.
Right.
So who cares at this point?
Podcast Hall of Fame or whatever it is, the movement.
I get salty about this. I don't know why.
Yeah, I can tell.
It bugs me. I have a stack of trophies over there. It's all I ever need. We're good. We're done. We've won all the awards. We're good. Hey, how about this one? Conan Exiles has an endowment slider. It's true. I saw this today.
Conan Exiles?
Yeah, it's a brand new game on Steam called Conan Exiles. It's a PC game. It's one of these survival games. Go gather rocks and wood and build stuff and build better things and eventually have swords and all that. But it's set in the Conan universe, and it has a bit of a story behind it, which makes it a little bit unique. And it's really beautiful. I'm pretty impressed with the game. They sent me a code, which was nice.
Timer.
What is that?
Sorry.
And you start out as an exiled member of the wastelands of the Conan universe. So you're like, you know, big brutish looking dude or a hot, sexy lady. Hmm. And when you start, you choose male or female. And this game lets you be naked.
Okay. Sounds like Rust.
Like Rust, except Rust had little doodles. No big deal.
Yeah.
And at the time, it was only male. This lets you be male or female. You can go completely buck. And it's, you know, like the Conan universe, it doesn't hold back. Just because that's how Conan's always been, right?
Right.
But so
you can visually see the lamentation of the women.
Yes. Those are things you can see. But also, the dude model has a slider for how long or short you want to make his doodle.
Really?
Yeah. So you slide back and forth. And the best part is he's like hanging on this like post, or he's strapped to a post out in the middle of the desert where he's supposed to be left to die. Yeah. And has a sign on his chest that says something about what he did to get in trouble. And the wind's blowing and there's dust and stuff blowing. The wind is blowing your doodle back and forth.
Like a windsock?
Yeah, like a windsock.
Like, oh, it must be coming in from the northwest about 8 knots.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Manhattan, but not blue. So
what player is that's choosing male is not going to just drag that thing all the way up to the top? I mean,
yeah.
I think I'd like to be a small.
Yeah, because when you do the because on the way other side of it, I mean, you're basically giving yourself a pimple. There's just nothing there.
Right, exactly. Yes.
So it's really gross. That game is weird, but it's fun. Game's really well made, best I can tell. Seems neat. It's like an MMO. It's like a survival MMO in a weird way. It's interesting. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Oh, no, that was here or there because he said, hey, do you guys know that?
Okay.
He wants to know what part we would want a slider on.
Oh, gotcha.
In real life, what would we want? And for me, it would be body type. I'd like to go from what I am now, this doughy, haven't worked out very much lately guy, to Mr. Muscle Man. That's what I want. I don't want just a part. You know?
Right.
But I guess if I have to say a part, can I have my arms go really long?
Well, I was going to say I'd like my slider to be number of arms. Default is 2, but you can slide it up to 12.
Okay, would you rather have 12 arms or the ability to have 12 tiny arms or 2 really long ones?
I'll take the 2 really long arms. 12 tiny arms is useless, like a T-Rex.
Yeah, like a like a millipede.
Right. If they're tiny arms, then I'm only going to be able to reach one thing at a time anyway.
Yeah. You'd be a true human millipede. You'd be the human centipede.
Right. So, yeah, give me 2 really long arms.
All right. We got one here from Sean Cox. Says, Westworld, Westworld, West Wing, and Wieners. What's the deal with Scott Johnson's fascinated with things that start with W?
Waterworld.
Well, I like Waterworld. It's great.
That's what I'm saying. It's another thing that you're fascinated with that starts with a W.
Well, he put that on here. That's what he said. He said Waterworld.
Oh, you said Westworld twice.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot. It's Waterworld, so Westworld, West Wing, and Wieners. Yeah. Let's see. Sean Dickinson.
Not only begins with a W, but like is multiple W words in there. Westworld, Waterworld, West Wing.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't thought of that. All right. Let's say Wieners.
Do you like Wonder Woman? How do you feel about Wonder Woman?
I like Wonder Woman a lot. I don't like her when she's in her invisible jet. I think that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like her when she's... I don't like the 70s show everyone thinks is great. I think it sucks. But I'm looking forward to the new Wonder Woman.
Do you like when somebody gives you a wet willy?
No, I don't like wet willies.
Okay.
I don't like giving them or receiving them.
All right. Yeah, I can imagine that just triggers every every gag reflex.
Everyone that I have, you're right. Willy Wonka, I like Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka. Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo, I like. To a degree. It gets boring after a while. Washing Wanda. That's the thing I like to do.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I can't think of any other WWs. Worldwide?
World Wars.
Oh, yeah. I don't like World Wars.
World Wars.
Yeah, World Wars suck.
W-O-W, World of Warcraft.
Yeah, I like World of Warcraft. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, see? Crazy.
Yeah, there's a little O in the middle. Sean says, oh, no, no, sorry. Joey, or Loey D says, what is your favorite way to make top ramen? I have an easy answer for this, but I'm curious if you do. And we're talking garbage microwavable ramen.
Sure. I make it the way it's intended to be made. I put in water. I put in the microwave, put a little cover on it, and let it finish up. I don't drain the water, though. I keep the water in there and have it like soup.
Well,
because you've got the packet, right?
The little packet of dried powder soup. Yeah. I do that, too, but not always. And here's what I do my special way.
Okay.
I will cook it up. Doesn't matter if it's beef or chicken or shrimp or whatever the flavor is. Mm-hmm. Cook it like you're supposed to normally in the water with the stuff and, you know, like you would normally do. But then I strain it when I'm done.
Okay.
While it's still warm, I put a cube of butter in it, in the noodles. Ooh. Stir that in so it's now a big slimy wad of noodles there.
Okay.
And then I put...
another slider and cone in.
That's right. A slimy noodle wad. And then I put... just a little bit of like a couple of stripes of sriracha on there.
Okay.
And that is amazing. You should eat that.
All right. I will do that. Okay. I will strain the water out and enjoy it just as a noodle only snack.
Yeah. A noodle meal. And you won't get so much sodium and stuff that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's true. Tondagasa says the cream cheese is good in there. Wow.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that.
I haven't heard of that either.
I could see that though. Thicken it up and stuff.
Thicken noodles.
Yeah, Brian doesn't like things that are thickened up unless it's a slider, if you know what I'm saying. Monica says, if I ask TMS and no one is there to read it, does it make a fert?
Wow.
Yeah, it makes a fert. Here.
He has been going on and on.
Whoop. Jeez, I don't know what that was, but yeah, it made a fert.
Yeah.
Finally, let's read one more of these.
Okay.
Let me skip down. Okay. When all is said and done, says Genie, do you think the Iron Throne can survive what's coming? If so, who do you think will be on the Iron Throne? Well, what do we know what's coming?
Daenerys Targaryen is going to end up on the Iron Throne.
Okay. I think it's going to be what's his name?
Tyrion?
No. The other guy. Can't think of his name.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. I think he's going to be on there.
Oh, bastard on the throne.
Bastard on the throne, which is me every morning at about 9:00.
That's how I begin my day.
As bastard on the throne. Thank you all for your questions. When does that start up? When did we get more Game of Thrones?
April or something.
Oh, geez.
So it's a ways.
Yeah, hold on to your butts, everybody.
You got Man in the High Castle, and you got The Expanse, and you got The Path. The new episodes of The Path just came out.
Mm-hmm.
You got stuff to hold you over.
Brand new Expanse last night, in fact.
Right.
I need to watch it. I love that book, and the books are amazing.
I need a recapper.
You need to read those books, dude. They're so good. I love the first two books. I'm on to three now. They're all so good. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it often, frequently, and especially on Thursdays, and we'll read them on the show. Huge thanks to everybody who supports us here at the show. Can't talk. Patreon.com/TMS is where you can go to do that. Thanks to everyone who does, and if you haven't, consider it. This is streamed every day at alphageekradio.com as well as frogpants.com/Twitch. Actually, that's not going to take you there now, so just go to twitch.tv/frogpants. I got to change all these forwards I used to do.
Of course, yeah.
It'll still get you there. You just have to click the live link at the top, so it's not that big a deal. But anyway, frogpants.com/TMS for everything else, and that is working on the new site. So if you go there, it'll be all the stuff that has changed. It's going to do it for us. Brian, why don't we leave with music, please?
Yes, well, one quick thing. The next time we talk for TMS, Tina will have had her first chemo appointment. Her first one is tomorrow morning. So I'm going to be hanging out with her for a few hours while she gets
What time
infused.
They take you in there for that? What time?
I think 10:30, I believe. So.
And do they do the... I mean, I'm just going off movies and stuff because I've never actually had to do this, but do they... You're just in a chair and they hook up to the little valve they created during the surgery and you just go.
That's exactly right. Yeah,
so she doesn't have to go under. She can read a book. She can watch TV. I mean, whatever, right?
Yep, she's got coloring books that people have sent to her, and she'll have her iPad, and she'll have me to sit there and chat with her, too. So
she should take, she should color on your head.
Okay. She should, I think that's fair.
She could lean over and do designs and patterns, kind of like April Ness does, like
right,
crazy
like those,
patterns.
Not hemp. What's the ink that they do? Henna. Oh,
Henna.
A little henna tattoo. Yeah.
Henna
exactly.
Tattoos. Yeah, do that. I think that'd be great. She could give you the Mike Tyson.
Right. Great. Excellent. Yeah. All right. That's the plan.
Well,
and also the next time we talk on Monday will be Tina's birthday. So
that'll be good.
So much to talk about on Monday when we see you again.
And we'll set up the new film fest thing. So come on back for that.
Oh, right. Yes. And we'll have an idea of the theme. Okay. All that stuff on Monday.
Yeah.
But for now, music going out to Derek in Canada says, hi, Scott and Brian. It's my birthday, February 1st. Happy birthday yesterday. And I'll be nestled in the ambiguous demographic area of 32. I was hoping you could play something awesome, which usually isn't a problem. I've really been into postmodern jukebox lately, so if you could play one of their songs, it would be fantastic. If not, anything by or of Muse would be just as awesome. I absolutely love the show and look forward to eventually hearing the song when I catch up. As of this writing, I'm about 2.5 weeks behind. Huzzah!
Oh, geez.
Signed, one of your many fans with holes in his money, Derek in Canada.
Yeah, see, told you. Confirmed.
Confirmed. Holes in money.
Yep.
Derek in Canada, here you go. He wanted some postmodern jukebox. This is a fairly new one. And also, this is also going out to Bill, who says, hey, Balls and Sack, last year gave me the gift of playing a song and I'm grateful. Really enjoy the show. Keep us laughing. And sorry to Bob Pedersen, but we ought to start a new hashtag bald for Tina. So
there you go. Got some more bald guys. Yep.
Yep.
By the way, I love how quickly you went through Ball and Sack. You just ran right through
that.
Well,
I didn't want to delay the getting to the request any sooner than I had to, but that's going out to Bill.
Yeah.
Bill. All right. So Postmodern Jukebox, Bye, Bye, Bye. This is from their album PMJ and Chill, which came out last year. A cover of the song by NSYNC. Here's Bye, Bye, Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey, that's you.